Great Thursday morning, beloved. Again, thank you for giving me this opportunity, this blessing to share God's word together on this beautiful Thursday morning. Today, we are in Jonah. We're continuing our study of Jonah. We're in chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, where while inside the large fish, Jonah prays to God. Jonah's prayer includes words of praise and thanksgiving, and God rescues him from the depths of the sea. And still, God's saving words for us this week are mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin reading Jonah chapter 2 at verse 1. From deep inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord. In my distress, O Lord, I called to you, and you answered me. From deep in the world of the dead, I cried for help, and you heard me. You threw me down into the depths, to the very bottom of the sea, where the waters were all around me, and all your mighty waves rolled over me. I thought I had been banished from your presence and would never see your holy temple again. The water came over me and choked me. The sea covered me completely, and seaweed wrapped around my head. I went down to the very roots of the mountains, into the land whose gates locked shut forever. But you, O Lord my God, brought me back from the depths alive. When I felt my life slipping away, then, O Lord, I prayed to you, and in your holy temple you heard me. Those who worship worthless idols have abandoned their loyalty to you. But I will sing praises to you. I will offer you a sacrifice and do what I have promised. Salvation comes from the Lord. Then the Lord ordered the fish to spit Jonah up on the beach, and it did. And today's key verse is Jonah chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, where Jonah prayed to the Lord his God, in my distress, O Lord, I called to you, and you answered me. You know, beloved, sometimes we just get ourselves so contrary with God as he's trying to work things in our lives to bless us, but mainly to use us to be blessing to others. Remember, we are blessed to be a blessing. And here Jonah, who is a prophet of God, God is planning to do something with him. And what does he do? He runs as hard and as fast as he can. But even with all of his scheming and conniving and all of his plans to the contrary, God knew where he was all the time. And it says that, Bible says that God prepared a fish. People have said, oh, this is foolishness. You can't survive in the belly of a whale and all that. Bible doesn't say that God had a whale swallow, Jonah. It says that God prepared something special for Jonah. And so he made something that was obviously compatible with, you know, living for 3 days and three nights. And even in Jonah's rebellion, you know what? Jonah becomes a type, a forerunner of Jesus Christ, in that for 3 days and nights he was in the belly of the whale, and Jesus would later say that for 3 days and nights he was going to be in hell as hit in during his death. So let's go ahead and pray. Lord God, whenever I am in distress, I call out to you, and I know that you hear my prayers. Salvation comes from you, O Lord. Thank you for your steadfast love and your faithfulness. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be in Jonah chapter 3, 1 through 10, where Jonah obeys God and goes to Nineveh. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you and your family, and all that is precious to you is my prayer.